Don L.A.
R.I.P. Check it. Welcome to the city and the home of the Lakers, the land of the gangbang, Mexicans and skyscrapers, Dodgers and the Kings and the Crips and the Bloods. When you mess with one of us, the city, they burn it up. Been dividing us for years cause they fear when we united. Nowadays it's in the open, they ain't even trying to hide it. Every scene is one-sided, every scene is lopsided, and they murder everyone that rises up and tries to fight it. We entering the days where evil's good and good is evil. That's why I keep my distance, keep soaring like an eagle, cruising like a regal, hard to kill like Steven Seagal. Taking risks as I fly high, evoking I give it up for my creator. I'm a soldier for the king. If you ain't part of these legs, you ain't knowing what I mean. You'd rather ride in a limousine, get famous like Billie Jean. But that new world order gonna hit you with that guillotine.
This is how we do it in the streets of California. This is how we put in work when we run up on ya.
See, I can make you dance, yeah, and I can make you shake. But I ain't here to entertain, I'm here to change the way you think.
L-A-L-A-A-A-A-A.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome to the land of the scandalous, Los Angeles, where all we do is bang, so they claim that they can't handle us. Came up in the 80s where everything was crazy. Moved to the valley of San Gabriel to Shady. Learned the politics and the rules, it was cool. By 7 years later, I'm claiming the hood too. Just a product of the block of the radio that you live in, where the hooters keep you trapped and your enemies got you backed in. Where the black and brown got the same struggle, either go to the pen or try to make it out this white bubble that they call the inner city, the hood, the ghetto. We either bang Crip or Blood or Sorrento. I'm with the homie Sticks trying to play my part. We just left the church on our way up to Garvey Park. Either way, all we want to do is live safe and live our life righteous by faith.
This is how we do it in the streets of California. This is how we put in work when we run up on ya.
See, I can make you dance, yeah, and I can make you shake. But I ain't here to entertain, I'm here to change the way you think.
L-A-L-A-A-A.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Los Angeles, it's a special place. That's why the Lord raised many of us up in these last days. I ain't trying to make you bob your head though. I'm trying to introduce you to Jesus. We are the last generation, man. It's time to wake up. He's coming back when you least expect it. You better be ready.
Yo, what up? It's Breeze. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on Westside Wednesdays. Hosted by G Lou, our sponsors BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM Ism. Yeah.
Hey, yo, what up with it? Welcome to the G Lou Show. Westside Wednesdays radio show. I am G Lou, your host. Shout out to Queen G, my co-host, who'll be joining us shortly. Welcome to another all-new episode. What up, everyone? Hope everyone had a great week since the last time we seen or heard from you. It's a great week tonight. We got a very special guest. We got Long Beach in the house tonight. You know, I love Long Beach. Got a lot of love for Long Beach. And we got a homie from Long Beach tonight. Very special guest. Very interesting dude. And a very deep dude. You know, homie is dope. His music is dope. But he's intellectual as well. And I think he has a great message. Talks about a lot of shit. He's outspoken. Not afraid to speak on it. Stand on it. Not around it. You know what I mean? So I ain't even going to hold you no more. But first, before we bring my guests in, got to give a shout out to our sponsors. First and foremost, shout out to BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and the Kwanglomerate out of the Bay Area. Make sure you tap in with them. They're a media group, handles all social media, all get big interviews. I've had some of my best interviews by way of BTP Media Group. So shout out to them. Also, 93. Tweed FM Ism every Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio. Tweed Cadillac, you know, OG Tweed Cadillac, Penthouse Players Click. Thursday nights, he has an old school radio show. Lowrider Oldies, the After Six Cruise Mix. I co-host with the homie from time to time. So check that out on Blog Talk Radio, 7 p.m. Pacific. Also, Dee Dee Harrison, author, publisher, producer. She got books on Amazon. She's a publisher. Check her out, Dee Dee Harrison. Follow her, Dee Dee Harrison IG or Dee Dee Harrison 100 YouTube. Also, shout out to Normani Candles. The best candles, safe candles, best smelling aroma, whatever that shit is. Check them out, normanicandles.com, N-O-I-R-A-M-A-N-I candles.com, or they're on IG as well. Check them out. And also, make sure you go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel, The G Lou Show. Shit is going up. We got great content going up every day. Got great music, mixes, And it's going up. I'm getting a lot of love over there right now. So make sure you go subscribe and check it out. Also, we got, speaking of our guest tonight, he's going to be on Friday with us, the homie Esac. So, yeah, make sure you check that out as well. So, without any further ado, I'm going to bring in our special guest. The homie Esac is live in the building. What up, Esac?
Yeah, what it do? What's popping, everybody?
What's up, loved one? Hold on, let me bring in my co-host. She just pulled up. She just pulled up too. My co-host Queen Jean is here. Queen Jean, good evening.
Yeah.
Good evening. Good evening, Kings. How y'all doing?
Blessed.
Yep.
That's right.
Highly favored. You doing all right, Queen?
That's right. I'm not. I got a serious ass toothache.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I just really need to take my butt to the dentist and quit playing around with this before it takes me out. You feel me? Because a toothache can take you out.
No doubt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That toothache can cause some infection, build up, and poison your system. I got to quit playing with this, like, for real, for real. So that's what's happening with Queen right now. Other than that, I'm good. But it ain't no fun when it feel like the rabbit got a gun in your mouth.
Right, I can take
for real, though. God, that's the worst kind of pain, you know?
Yeah, that's the worst.
It
I was just about to say the toothache is the worst. That should affect your whole body.
Listen,
that should just like that little one little tooth just
everything.
Have you just
man.
Have you out of there.
You can't eat nothing. You can't
nothing.
Eat nothing. You know what I'm saying?
So you breathe
like,
in and it hurts.
And that's what's happening. That's exactly what's happening.
Those nerves.
Right. I had to call Uber Eats to go to Walgreens and get me some oral gel mouthwash because they have one that numbs your that sore toothache. And because I had asked my daughter, she said, I'm going to take you in a little while. I was like, shit, I don't have a little while to wait. I need this ASAP.
And what's crazy is how much they charge for dental work out here. You feel me?
That's the thing, King. That's the thing. I don't have Medicare or nothing like that because that shit is expensive. And It's crazy. Like you said, you go in there, you know what you want, and they want to do all these damn x-rays and tell you, well, we can't get to that until we do this or that. I'm not here for that. I know what I need, but they're not trying to hear that. So they won't do the work unless you go ahead and let them do A, B, C, D. All I need is F done. Take this tooth out. That's all I'm feeling.
Shit, for real.
Right.
So if I'm a little quiet, but I am here because I am interested in your journey, King. So I tapped in so I can hear what you got going on. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate the love and support, yeah.
From the LBC, too. So, yeah, definitely tapped in.
Long Beach. Playa Larga.
The city by the sea.
Yeah, beautiful city, beautiful. Long Beach is so beautiful for sure. Hey, check it out, though, man. We got the homie Esac here. Hey, Esac, first, before we get started, let's kick it off this. A lot of people see the name is Esac. Tell us what the Esac stands for, bro.
First and foremost, my name is Isaac. Isaac.
Okay.
So in Spanish, you pronounce it Esac.
Okay.
So, me being, you know, a creative person, I figured let's be as genuine as possible, and let me introduce myself as Esac, you know what I mean? Just with a little twist with the play of letters, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's just my name in Spanish, bro, and then I just spell it a little differently, you know. And it's funny you say that because a lot of people like in IG, oh homie, you from East Sacramento? Like nah, bro, I'm not from East
Sacramento.
You know what I mean? Like, nah, just the way I played it, the way I wrote it out, like, you know.
Right. I bet you get that a lot, definitely with the sack.
Man, I do, bro. For real. And, like, the same way that Kendrick did it when he first came out, he used to call himself K-Dot. You know what I mean? Like, his name was Kendrick, K-Dot, you know what I mean?
Right. That's dope. I just wanted to get that out the way, too. And you got the ES. Are you from the east side of Long Beach, too, or no? I just wanted to clarify that.
I grew up on the north side, bro.
Okay, shout out to the North. Shout out to the North.
North
Long Beach, you up
north,
there by
north.
Compton.
Okay,
So check it out, man. So tell us about Esac, a little bit of backdrop. You know, you grew up in Long Beach, homie.
Right.
Very, like you just said, historical, beautiful legendary city. Then you come up, I know you're a little young. I'm not sure your age, we don't have to say, but I know you had to come up, especially seeing Long Beach put on the map and with what Snoop and all these people made Long Beach legendary for music. How was it for you growing up in Long Beach?
Shit, it was dope, bro. Like, it was inspiring. Like, at that time, like you mentioned, Snoop, Warren G and them, like, at that time, we used to live on the east side of Long Beach. Near the VIP Records. And I remember being kid, bro, driving by, and they was filming the video. Can we kiss? What's my motherfucking name? You know what I mean?
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's dope.
That was heavy, bro. Like, to see that.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Nah, it's real, man. Heavy, bro. Like, it was like, I was like another person out of the same area that I'm from is doing it big. You know what I mean? Like, and that was inspiration as a kid, bro. Like, shit, no doubt. Just seeing that, like, damn, all right. And at that time, I wasn't really into like doing music. Like, I like the music, but I wasn't into like.
Right, you're just a kid.
Rhyming.
Yeah.
I was a middle schooler, bro. That kind of sheds a little light on how old I am.
Right. That's why I said.
Yeah. I kind of told on myself.
Yeah, you good though. You young, man. You still youngster. Yeah. You're still a youngster, homie.
Milliken, DeMille, Polly.
I went to, let me see. At that time when we were living out there, I went to CIS before it became Mary Butler. And then, CIS. It was right there where the PCC campus is, LBCC.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have a bunch of little bungalows in the corner. Across the street, there was a Jack in the Box, and I forgot what else was there. And then they ended up tearing down those bungalows and building a parking lot. And then they had built Mary Butler, which was across the street from Martin Luther King Park.
That's like a prison.
Yeah. And then we was like the first class that graduated from there.
Yeah, that parking lot was just built a few years ago because I was standing on Long Beach when they were building that parking lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
hey,
from there I ended up.
D-Sack.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
From there I ended up going to Milliken and then moving. I ended up getting kicked out of Milliken and then I went to Jordan and I stayed in Jordan for a while and then, you know, just back and forth. Shit, different cities. Like, I had a lot of problems growing up at home and I would live with aunts and uncles and, you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, how was it too? You lived on the east side, but you later moved to the north. But just speaking on VIP briefly, how did it feel to see? I'm sure, like all growing up, not only seeing the video, but coming up, VIP was always like a landmark and where people got the music and just legendary, right? To see it leave how it did and not be there anymore, like, what do you think about that?
Man, it was sad, bro. Like,
it was still there, but
like,
not
I
like
understand.
It was. Had the big
yeah,
time.
Like I understand the owner, whatever, it had to be moved and put on the cut. Because before you can take that whole strip and it had the posters outside
right,
and the big
right.
ass sign that said VIP.
Right.
And it,
right.
it looked dope. Like you said, a landmark, bro. Like everyone, VIP, Long Beach. And like, man, I'm not going to lie and say I didn't feel some type of way. You know what I mean? Because like that was us. That's what Long Beach was known for, like the VIP records.
Right. What do you feel about people who say, and I'm just asking because, like, this was brought up, and speaking of VIP, like, being that it was such a landmark and he had to move it or sell it or whatever it was, he moved out. A lot of people were saying stuff about Snoop or not even Snoop, but that store could have been made something like the Marathon store, being that it was a landmark, but it wasn't. What do you think about that? Or do you think it was, because a lot of people say, too, it was bigger than that, out of his control, then music is no longer what it was, but... Some people still say that store just could have been, which it still is, but you know how it used to be and be like a landmark for Long Beach.
No, I think it could have been that, bro. But again, that could have, would have, should have. And who, like, we don't know personally whatever the owner had in his mind and whatever, I don't want to say big financial woes. Like, we don't understand what was going on for him to choose to go that route. Yes, it could have been intervened and possibly saved by artists like you mentioned, Snoop and other Long Beach cats. You know, that could have been, like you said, could have been like the Marathon store. You know, shout out to Nip.
Right.
But yeah, man, like it could have been that. I mean, if shit, because I was a 7-Eleven there at some other kind of shop. Right. I mean, I was thinking, can we have it back? You know what I mean?
Right, because that's crazy. 7-Eleven and then VIPs in the cut over there. But what I'm saying,
man, bro.
Like, but seriously though, because being how, because now, I mean, I don't think Long Beach has anything. Now it doesn't. I mean, you guys are your own city. You know that everyone from Long Beach is proud. But I'm saying outsiders,
right.
Like that would have brought more outsiders in because that is a landmark,
yeah.
Like the VIP. You feel me?
Right. Right, like just like, yeah. The Marathon store, like that introduced a lot of outside people to Crenshaw,
right,
and Slauson District.
They wouldn't,
you know,
be
what
going
mean?
Over
which
there.
Is lovely,
if not.
Bro.
Exactly.
And that's what it should have been. Like it could have been. Like
right,
I mean,
right.
it still could, bro. So let's just throw that out there in the universe and let's pray for the
right.
best.
Right. That's right. Okay. Well, we'll get off VIP. VIP. Shout out to VIP. But more about you, Ishak. So when did you start, or when did you? I don't want to say start making music, but be inspired to make it. Maybe start doing your raps and all that, and get, you
yeah.
know, really want to take it serious.
Shoot, like I want to say sometime in high school, bro. Like I was always big about hip hop and shit. On that note, like all kinds of music, bro. Like I love all kinds of music, bro. Even country music, like the lyrics,
right.
Man. But yeah, like I didn't start dabbing into that, like. Into like sometime in high school, I was so whack. Every last word was a cuss word, and like,
right.
But I kept going, bro. I kept going. Like even I had homies that would put me on front, like, hey, bro, why don't you spit that you wrote last time? And woo. And
right.
And yeah, it just kept progressing, bro. But until like I want to say like 2005 is when
mm-hmm.
once I started like really taking it serious, like. Not as serious as it is now, and I regret that. That's one of my regrets because I could have been smashing more on Smash Mode. But yeah, 2005, I ended up getting myself some equipment. I was blessed by one of my homies. He went ahead and, like, he had credit at Sweetwater and went ahead and blessed me, and I went ahead and just paid him what I owed him for that. And I ended up doing music. But you know what I mean? Like, I never
yeah.
looked back, but I took too long in between, bro. I had my
okay.
my son and I was distracted and like you know what I mean, I should have been more focused at that time. You know, when you're young, you really distracted by multiple things. You know what I mean?
Right. I want to ask you too. How were you able? Because speaking to you, I still don't know your like background. I don't know what you had going on, but how were you able? It seems to me like you, for the most part. Escape the madness, you know, from the inner city, Long Beach, just like all the other city
yeah.
gangs, and it's heavy. How were you
yeah.
able to kind of escape some of the pitfalls of that and still make it out to where we're even talking to you today?
Shit, man, just seeing a lot of my big homies, bro, and a lot of people I loved and care about either lose their lives, be locked up in penitentiaries, bro, and institutionalized, and just started noticing that some of those things that we was doing wasn't really amounting to what the set goal was, bro, to try to, like you said, come out of the inner city and live a fruitful life without the extra drama, you feel me? Like,
right.
Or without having to look behind your back because, you know, you're just such and such. And yeah, bro, it was basically just watching my older homies, bro, and 'cause, yeah, it was a lot of tragedies and a lot of downfalls for a lot of the homies, bro.
Right. That's dope. I just wanted to ask you that because just talking to you, like I said again, I don't even know your background, what you did or didn't do, but it seems like to me you got your head on pretty straight. You know what I mean? You're focused and all that, and you just don't sound like you on no bullshit. So I know. You know what I mean? You did come out pretty good. You know what I mean? So I
yeah,
just
it
what
comes,
I know
it comes with
all that shit gets around you though.
Yeah. No, bro. And you on it with that one, bro, because it comes with age, bro. Like
right,
for a while, like, you know, you got that knucklehead
right.
mentality, bro. Like, you can't be told nothing because, you know, you're young and dumb and unexperienced, bro. And just to add to that, like, that's why, like, now when I sit down and write music and what I'm trying to share, like, it can't be on that frequency, bro. Like, I can't. Like,
right.
Because then what?
Right.
It shows no maturity. as a man, like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
And that's, I didn't mean to cut you
that's
off.
That's what I got, too. No, you're good. I said that's what I got, too. You know, when I'm listening to your music, man, it's, like, pretty dope. You know, you were able to balance it. You know, you talking your shit, right? But you have the balance in there and saying something. You know what I mean? And it was pretty dope,
appreciate,
man. I got
that.
My favorites I like, but yeah, your flow is dope. And then
appreciate
you
that, bro.
Then not only that, but I see you speak out a lot, even on your posts and stuff you put out there, especially in what's going on right now across the world.
Man,
and I see you're not afraid to speak out on things. And then you even have a song too, speaking on something. I think what the world we're living though.
What are we living for, man?
What
are
we living
it's
for?
Funny
I wrote that
2 years ago maybe, and I dropped it like 2 years ago, and like it's crazy because it's so what's that word, like
relevant,
bro, and it's hitting so man, bro, for real. And at that time, like, I kind of talked about war, and it was more about like the COVID-19 and like still what was going on, bro. But it's like,
right.
I don't know, yeah, like it's hitting hard right now. I'm like, damn.
Right.
Hey, and then too, I hear you speak. You go deep, not only a little bit of politics, but religion too. You have a song called Bible, and you're speaking a few things. What made you want to do that, and what is your status religiously, or not? You don't have to even say that, but like, how do you feel, like, just even have a song called Bible and some of the things you speak? What's your stance on that?
Man, I don't mean to offend anybody when I say this, but religious organizations, in my opinion, bro, I think they kill the spirit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I feel like
relationship.
That, you know what I mean? I feel like the whole I get the basis of it, and I feel that we don't need because look, bro, for example, let's use the conflict in the Middle East, bro. A lot of people a lot of it is being held back by, oh, this is like it's a religious belief, like, oh, Islamic, the Islam, they hate everybody, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it's not that, bro. It's not that. And to me, I feel like the relationship that you have with your creator, it's a personal one. Like, it shouldn't. I'm not saying
I don't
believe in the concept of God. I don't believe in it in the traditional sense. You know what I mean? Again, I don't mean to offend nobody when I say this. Like, but
speak your truth, homie. Speak your truth.
Yeah, it's just things that I've learned throughout my life, bro. Like, I grew up in a Jehovah's Witness household, bro. My dad was an elder.
Okay.
I was that kid knocking on your door. Hey, like, I got the watchtower. I got the awake.
Right.
Like, you know, let me talk to you real quick. Let me shoot you some verses real quick from the Bible. So once I started, like, getting older, bro, I would ask my dad, like, because there was inconsistencies. And I'm like, Dad, well, what about this? Like, and what about that? You know what I mean? So that led me to another journey to explore. Yeah.
Right. Do you think, not to cut you off, I just want to add this, and I want you to continue, but do you think especially and it could be any religion, because some people grow up Baptist, Christian, whatever the case, you grew up in your household. But when you grow up, especially like Jehovah's Witness, and I've heard this before, I know a few Jehovah's Witness. I had an old relationship with a female back in the day, so I know. And especially what you guys do, like as kids, and the workout, how you guys do the work, right? Do you think that affects you? Because like you said, whether it's either the religion or not, but when you have to grow up as a kid like that, like you say, and then growing up later and you probably disagree with things in that nature, now does that affect how you feel about God or just that particular, you know, or is it just personal? Because, man, I grew up like this. I don't like this no more. Or what? I just want that perspective.
It doesn't affect my relationship with God, but it made me look at organized religion differently, bro. Because, again, there are consistencies that I peep in different religions. Because after that, when I was a little older and I was able to dab into different things, like, you know, I've been to a Buddhist church. Like, I've read the Quran. You know what I mean? And I've been to a Baptist church or a Christian church or Catholic as well. You know what I mean? So I was able, like I was saying, bro, like, it's a personal thing. Like, and I'm not the only one that's
what you said.
Yeah.
what you said over all that stuff, whether I agree or not, the one thing I agree with, and I feel the same way because I'm not on that no more. You know what I mean? It's about a personal relationship with God. I don't think you have to do all the extras. What I mean by extras is please other men, please men, and please people. You know what I mean? You have to have your, and by that's going to church or whatever it takes what people see. You know what I mean? It's about your personal, at the end of the day, your personal relationship
right.
with God. So I agree with that. And I also want to bring Queen in. I know Queen's quiet, but just this particular subject, and not to go in deep, Queen, but what do you think like about that?
Well, you know, I don't discuss religion because I'm not a religious person, and I am
right.
a PK.
That's why I asked
grandchild.
You, though, because I know you're not religious.
Yeah.
It's kind of personal, so
yeah,
just kind of, you know, without
yeah,
getting
very,
deep.
Spiritual. I'm just a spiritual person. I believe in I know that there's a higher being, and
yeah.
I don't get deep into it. I you know, I read the word. I keep my spirit fed, and I think it's just basics of
what do you think
right,
about him, like,
right and wrong.
But him even saying about organized religion, though, like stuff like that.
Religion is organized. Religion is a big organization, period. No matter what it is, no matter if it's Islam,
right.
Jehovah, no
right.
matter, it's an organization. It's a big organization. That's what religion
right.
is. And I'll say this for myself, and I'm speaking for me only. If I was a religious person, I wouldn't color my hair. I wouldn't wear red lipstick. I wouldn't wear no lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't wear makeup. I wouldn't wear anything above my knees because that's what you're taught as a religion.
Right.
That's the way we were taught when I was going to church. You know, you couldn't
right.
come to church dressed a certain way. And that's the way people who are in the church, if they're not the traditional church, because now churches are so totally different. The music is even different. So
right.
if, you know what I'm saying, you got to find your own way when it comes to serving the Most High or being, you have to find your own way. You can't follow what you said earlier, King G. Lou. Man, you can't follow
yeah.
man. You got to find your own way. And for me, it's just knowing right from wrong, doing right by
right.
others, being,
right.
you know, love, kind, and
the basic rules of the game. The basic, right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Basic instructions before leaving.
It ain't got to be complicated. We make it complicated, huh? But it's basic like
yeah.
basic.
You beat yourself up. You don't have to beat yourself
right.
up. Just be right. Be right with people.
Right.
Be right with yourself. Cause God, we are made of God. God lives within us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just gotta be right. Like, gosh, what was I going to say? Oh, my goodness, spiritual. It was something about spirituality. It's on the tip of my tongue, but it just won't come out. But that's
okay.
my take on
right.
religion and spirituality. I'm a spiritual person. I don't have time for all that. I was going to talk about heaven or hell. You know, people be like, we don't know if it's a really heaven or hell, but we know what we're taught. So
exactly.
nobody's ever came back and say, hey, I'm here in heaven. You got to whoopie-whoopie-wop. But I'm going to tell you this about that. I'm going to live my life like it's a heaven or a hell because when the time comes, I don't want to, you know.
Yeah,
you
want to be on point.
I want to be on point. So I'm gonna live my life as that is a heaven and hell. But a lot of people, it's like, we don't know, and they just keep living their life being this, doing these things that are just not right, you know, being mean or killing, robbing. Just, you know what I'm saying? You just like we were saying, it's just doing the right thing. That's all it is. You know, that's
and
all
so
it
after
is.
After that, to add to that, I feel the same way. Like, I feel like that life is a progression. It's an evolution of the spirit. And so, like you
mm-hmm.
said, I'm going to live my life like there's a heaven. You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
whatever we do here, these deeds here, either we progress
mm-hmm.
and we elevate or we de-elevate and we go down to that quote-unquote hell. You feel me?
I believe I'm with that for sure. I agree
mm-hmm.
totally. I agree with everything said
yeah.
right there. So we're gonna move mm-hmm. on from that. We didn't mean to go there. Like you said, we're not gonna get religious. It was just, you see where it could go that fast. That's why we're not gonna
mm-hmm.
touch on it. But I'm glad we did touch on it. you know, because we got to learn a few things, and that's great. So we'll keep moving forward, homie. So moving on to the back to the music with you getting started. Like I said, you got your equipment, but first, let me ask you this. Who were some of your inspirations, man? Like when you started liking rap, you love rap, and you know, what were some of your inspirations, if any?
Well, you know, all the greats from Long Beach, definitely.
Right.
Snoop, Warren G, Dez.
Right.
Dog Pound, Corrupt, Nas, Tupac, Biggie. I'm like, I try to borrow from all kinds of music. Like, I'm inspired by all kinds of stuff, bro. Like, all kinds of music, not just hip hop. But
right.
I gravitated towards hip hop because I used to try to write little poems. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you started with the poems first. That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
How was it for you? Because I even hear in your music coming up. So I want to say inspiration, but like how do you go mix like with your music? You being Latino too, you know what I mean? And mixing that and bridging that, but still keeping it because all your stuff is just like hella dope. But without you, if you know what I'm trying to say, how do you mix it and balance that? You know what I mean? Because I see you showing the love and doing what you do, you know what I mean? But keeping it hip hop and not trying to be too extra or nothing. Like, so how do you go about that with your music?
Hey man, I wouldn't know how to answer that, bro. All I can say is that I whatever feels right, bro. Whatever resonates with
me,
I go that way. You know what I mean? Like there's times when I'm stuck on the line when I'm writing some verses, and I'll resort to saying something in Spanish.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like just back and forth. Like in the Spanish language, there's a lot of dope cadences that you can flex and you can maneuver and add the sauce and add the swag to it, like. That wobble, you know what I mean?
Right, for sure. Hey, too, I was going to ask you, too, what do you think about, man, like right now, I don't even want to say the resurgence, but like a lot of great Latino artists coming out like that's dope, but I mean dope. Like I'm hearing a lot of dope dudes, you know what I mean, that got bars, you know what I mean, and the whole swag, the whole get down, and really coming with some good music. So it's like a resurgence, you know what I mean? What do you think about that? There's a lot of dope new Latino artists out there. With a new wave in LA.
I think it's dope. I think it's dope, man. I think it's dope. I think we have always been here with the like I think MCs, Latino MCs have always been here and talent but now the spotlight is being put upon it now. You know what I mean? Just like, for example, let's talk about Billboard now. What's homeboy that Peso Pluma, bro? Like.
Yeah,
like that whole it's a whole wave of Mexican regional music that now the spotlight's on that. So now it's being like, you know, it's like it's being these cats over here be spitting too, and they're Latino, they're Mexican, whatever they are, you know what I mean?
Right.
But then again, bro, like hip hop is so universal, bro. Like that box, like trying to put a label on it, like I don't agree with it. I think hip hop is just hip hop, bro. It's like saying, oh, that's black hip hop. Because a bunch of black folk do that shit like that. I don't roll with that, you know what I mean?
But you know that's really, to keep it real though, bro, I look at it like that's really only like Southern California, homie. Because everywhere else it ain't really no, you know what I mean? It's so, that shit spills over. Like all the shit, you know, the politics, it spills over to everything, including the music. So that's why the only way that shit is looked at like that, homie. Nowhere else is it like that,
that's
man.
Right.
That's
right.
Real talk.
That's real talk, for real. When I went to New York, man,
dope music is dope music, period.
Dope music is dope music, no matter who putting it on.
Right. Well, what did you say? What were you about to say?
No, when I went to visit New York, bro, like it was a whole different vibe out there, man. Like, just like you said, like, hip-hop is just hip-hop, like.
Right.
And it ain't, and it's not saturated with these politics from the streets and prison politics, you feel me? Like
right. That's the only thing. That's the problem. And that's, I think that's been the curse even with the music, homie. Like it just people don't realize it, you know what I mean? But that's just what it is, because it spills over to even me even asking you that, what do you think about this or that, when it shouldn't even be categorized on me, because anywhere else,
yep.
like you say, dope music is dope music, and it's just going to be that, you know? But either way, I love what's going on right now with the music in general, like a lot of these youngsters, man, coming up with dope music and really got bars and stuff, you know? So I just appreciate what's going on in music. But enough of that. Let's get to some of your music, homie. We've been talking a little bit. We'll come back and talk in and out. But let's get to some of this music, man. Tell us about what we got tonight, because it's off the album you got out right now. And shout out too, to Rich and Ruthless, the homie Lil E, the homie Kiki Smooth, who we had on the show a couple weeks ago. That's the homie, and he had dope music. And shout out to him. But tell us about the music, and tell us about the relationship with Rich and Ruthless, homie.
Well, the mixtape was a compilation of music that I was working on before me and Kiki met and started this relationship that we have. You feel me?
Right.
And yeah, so we sat down and it all started from me submitting a song to him on High to Towers. Like you know how he said on the interview, that's all you gotta do, you gotta submit it. So I submitted submitted Fugazi's to him and they was feeling it, man, and then I submitted another one and they was feeling it, and just we ended up linking up and we ended up just vibing and he told me he was a DJ and he used to DJ for Underworld Records and Thompson. Shout out Big A. And
shout out to Big A, yep.
Yeah, man, you know what I mean? Like, used to do the mixtapes out there, and he told me, shoot, let's do a mixtape, bro. Like, let's do that format. So, we ended up just building, bro, and setting up that format for this project that I have going on right now.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
That's dope.
And then
that's
it was
dope.
Yeah, and then as far as Richard Ruthless, it's just that family, that umbrella, bro. You know what I mean? There's no contract signed, there's nothing like that. But
right.
what I mean? Just it's fam, bro. You know what I mean? I'm still an independent artist. You know, I do my thing, and you know what I mean? I make sure I cross some T's and dot them I's.
Right. What are you trying to? What do you think? Speaking of Rich and Ruthless, or any other label or situation? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to keep it independent? Are you looking to maybe sign or maybe any type of deals, distribution, record, or management? Where are you trying to go with the brand?
Shoot, man. Independent for sure, bro, because I feel like when you're independent, you have more control of your brand and more control of, more control of the brand, more say-so,
Right,
because you get under these umbrellas, and then you got these other people that are dictating what you got to do and what they feel. And again, what they feel is what they feel. It's not what I feel. You know what I mean? It's not what resonates with me.
And
we talked about earlier about the music. Whatever resonates with me is what I'm going to put out, because it's been working for me so far, bro. So I'm going to continue to do what resonates for me.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I mean? But
that's right.
But I'm not knocking it, because the distribution, that would be lovely, man. Because you got distribution deal, like Empire, right? Empire puts that.
Empire, that's what I was trying to look for, Empire,
That'd be lovely, bro. Come and talk to me. For real, I love that. That would be something dope.
I hear Empire's pretty good at that. You know what I mean? With artists, with the distribution, how they get down. They've been, I know, Jeep, a lot of people are with Empire on the low. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, bro.
Be a look. For sure.
It would be. There's a lot of doors that they knock over that, you know, independent cats can't really do. But you got to.
Right. But what do you think about, far as with the brand and the team? How does that work, though? Because even to get the distribution deal, you know, you're independent, but you got to have maybe good management or PRs or people that can put you in them places or make some things happen. You know what I mean? How about that part of it?
That part of it, if anybody out there feeling me, they feel my music, Like, you fuck with me, come holler at me. You know what I mean? Because I need that right now. For real.
Right.
Like, I need that. I need that. I need that guidance. I'm not going to sit here and say I have it all mapped out because
I
really
that.
Don't.
I respect
you know what I mean?
That.
So
homie.
Anybody out there that's trying to holler at your boy, man, get at me. Get at me. I'm a very open-minded person, bro, so I'm not going to sit here with my ego and be like, oh, well, you're not going to tell me. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Guidance, please. You know what I mean?
Right, right. I respect that, homie. Homie said, hey, I need that. I ain't going to sit up here and say, whoop, 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 I need that.
Yeah.
So respect. Mm-hmm. Without any further ado, let's get into some music. Homie, what do you want to start off with?
Shoot, man, you pick one, bro. Yeah.
He said, let me pick one. Okay, well, let me see. Let me kick it off with, I know I said I like that Fugazi, but I don't know if you want to go right there. Yeah, let's kick it off with that Fugazi. I like that joint right there. We'll kick it off. Because I don't think that's on the album,
funny.
Right? That's just separate shit, right?
I released that a while back, and like I was telling you earlier, man, like I wish I would have, like I kind of want to redo it again, but then I might take away from what it was, you know what I mean?
Right. Got you.
But
well, hold on a second. I don't even think I got it loaded up. Hold on. We'll come. No. We'll come back to Fugazi. I don't have it loaded up. I thought I did. Let me load that up first. But okay, we'll do this right here. No, I do have it. I'm tripping, homie. Right here, Fugazi's by the homie E-Sack. Check this out.
That's a Fugazi. How do you know it's a Fugazi? You looked at it for 2 seconds. What is a fake? Yeah, I know what a Fugazi is.
Hey, pal. You want to see something? I'm going to show you something.
I'm a mama. You fools can't see me. Carbon copies on the same old thing.
Uh-huh.
Shorty want to be a thug, same old thing.
Uh-huh.
Attack of the clowns, all I say.
Uh-huh.
Hard to believe. Sound absurd.
Yeah.
Every last one of y'all push and burn.
What?
Claim that you rolling Bugatti, scrape the curb.
What?
Hopped out, sipping lean, smoking herb.
Okay.
Y'all turn into killers when the camera's on you. Broke as fuck, but you talking designer. That rollie on your wrist won't make you no baller. Ain't mad at y'all, I got delusions of grandeur.
Uh-huh.
Y'all living fantasies, reject you the pot. Expose these lanes, now they out of the closet.
Yep.
Y'all living fantasies, reject you the pot.
Right.
Expose these lanes, now they out of the closet.
Pussy, paper, poetry, power, and pistols. Game full of frauds, exposing for kids, that's my mission. Paper, poetry, power, pistols. Talking shit on me, no need to cry, here go a tissue.
Let's keep it 100, call a spade a spade. Most motherfuckers all sound the same. Ambitious as a rider, what they claim. Won't bust them pipes when no pressure came. Out of tune this, out of tune that. They say they dope boys, they run them traps. They say they savages, rock them straps. They say a lot of shit, but they ain't that. Ain't no hate involved, tired of that same old shit at all.
Uh-huh.
Hold up, ain't no hate involved, tired of that same old shit at all.
Uh-huh.
Y'all saw y'all pimps with them rented bras,
uh-uh.
All up aside in the rented cars.
Ooh.
Just an illusion, wizard of Oz. Shitting on the game, time to change them draws.
Pussy, paper, poetry, power, pistols. Game full of frauds, exposing for games, that's my mission. Paper, poetry, power, pistols. Talking shit on me, no need to cry, here go a tissue.
There you go. That's a beautiful thing. Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. It's not my thing. What about this?
Well, let me just say, go ahead, try and sell it. You want to be a dunce? Give it a shot.
Watching the news,
So much madness, feeling confused. So much anxiety, feel my neck in a noose. Need my medication, blew a few. Strange days, got me questioning things. Revelaciones, end of days. Hard to maintain, thoughts in my brain. Wasn't for the weed, probably go insane. Lord, are you there? Answer our prayers. Time moving fast, life's such a blur. Live and we learn, birth to the dirt. Life what it's worth, lessons I learned. Know that you see us, asking to free us. Held by these tyrants, world run by demons. Controlled by elitists, looking to bleed us. Look to deplete us, please help with Jesus. For war, can't feed the poor. Gas prices high, can't go to the store. Economy blown, caught one in the dome. Created inflation, dollar no more. Cryptocurrency, brand new synergy. Great reset, yo, y'all ain't hearing me. Mark of the beast, preacher's ministry. COVID-19, forcing vaccines. Steel's been broken, the horsemen storming. Sounds of trumpets, sound enormous. All foretold in books of old. Wormwood swords, the sky will close. Remember, back in Sunday school? Not for show, only time will prove. Sit back and watch, smoke a few. Interesting times, ain't that the truth?
You know who that is on that hook?
Who?
G Lou. Freddie Mercury. Freddie Mercury from Queen.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, that's dope, homie. That's dope. Ooh. You were speak a little bit about that if you can, that song, because you were saying a lot and it's like some of that stuff may have went over people's head. But it was just dope.
Man.
Speak on that.
Shit, what part, bro?
Just give us a whole overall
synopsis.
Synopsis.
All right, let's talk about this. The whole COVID-19 was going on at that time, and you know what I mean? It was trying to force vaccines down people. You know what I mean? I think as a human being, we're that's our right to be able to say no. I don't want that. I don't want you to force something upon me. This is my temple.
Right.
This is my body. You know what I mean? So I feel like I had to say that. And then we go back to my upbringing, bro, knowing the Bible. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of this stuff was predicted, was said in the book of Revelation. I remember my pops, bro, used to always tell me, why are you always reading that book out of all the books in the Bible? Why is that the one that catches your attention so much? And I'm like, because it's so mysterious, Dad. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and now,
man, it was
now
real
here
with
we
all
are.
Kinds of stuff. Exactly, bro. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
I always say that we are
living the living Bible right here before us. We are in it. We are definitely in it. So I can understand why you would read that, you know.
And it's crazy because they was always talking about being in the end of days, in the end of days. I remember my mom telling me that the end of days started like after World War One or Two, one of those. And like that's when they started like, these are the end of days, these are the tribulation times. It's been so much time since then till now. Like, I think these are the tribulation times. These are the end of days.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
But it has
okay,
been
okay.
going on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We're just able,
yeah.
you know, when you get into it, you're able to see it. It you know, it's been right
it
before. Because even with me, I mean, I'm 64 years old, and it's been there before me. But I'm seeing it now. It's revealing. You know what I'm saying? Like you see it because it's getting worse, worse and worse. So it's right there in your face.
And that's what the word apocalypse means. It's a revelation,
mm-hmm.
like it's an opening,
mm-hmm.
a revealing. You know what I mean? That's what that word stems
mm-hmm.
from. Like, you feel me?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm. Man, deeper than Atlantis.
Deep song, though.
Deeper than oh man, don't get me started on Atlantis, bro.
yeah. yeah.
Okay. Well, we're gonna move on, man. Now because old suit song. Nah, just because I don't
yeah.
want to, you know what I mean? Because we know where we could go with that. We could go all night. But
yeah, it's all
love,
bro. I'm enjoying this for sure.
Hey, so I lost my train of thought. Okay, so now those, what I was saying was those two songs that I played right there were just like the base of it because the Fugazi was dope. This right here took you there, but that's not even on the album. Those are songs the homie had out. So we're going to get into the album now, right? Ishak, tell us about the album, the name, you know, a little bit more spill on it, and we're going to get to that.
The name was self-titled Ishak. It was hosted by DJ Devious. For those that don't know who DJ Devious, that's Kiki Smooth. That was his DJ name.
Mm.
And he's hosting it. You know what I mean? Shout out to Kiki Smooth. And he's hosting it, and like I love the whole the way it came together, bro. Like to me, it's a classic, bro. And I'm thinking
right.
of pressing it into vinyl, bro.
There you go. There you
I
go.
Just, I,
the vinyl was back.
You know what I mean? Cause
the vinyl
bro,
was back.
Bro, it's something more tangible.
More and it's collective. I've been collecting a lot of new vinyl lately. Getting back on my old shit. Like I've been collecting a lot of vinyl. It's just good to have, bro, and it's, like, more collectible, too. You know what I mean? So I would think, yeah, press up some vinyls, man, for sure.
Yeah, that's more enticing for people to want to purchase something, bro, instead of a CD,
right.
you know what I mean? I got a homie up in Utah. He's like, where's my CD at, bro? Where's my CD? And I'm like, bro, I think I want to press some vinyl, bro. You know what I mean? Cause
right.
I feel like it was that, bro. You know what I mean?
I mean, you could press some CDs, too, just, like, personal shit, because really everything is digital now, right? But certain people want their albums, they want their CD, something they can hold on to, you know what I mean? And you could autograph them, you know, just a limited edition of stuff, you know what I mean? So that would be dope, vinyl and CDs, bro.
Yeah, I got to push on that, bro. I've been sleeping on that. I ain't going to lie.
Right. Well, let's get to it, man. The self-titled album, Ishak, is out right now everywhere.
Yeah.
So after you listen to this, everyone, just go download it, stream it, whatever, it's out there. Or if you want to get at the homie personally, get at him, and I'm sure he'll hook you up. But I'm gonna kick it off
yeah,
like
no
this.
Doubt.
One of my favorites right here, Ishak, how do you say exertion?
Hey, exertion. That's another word for struggle.
Okay, come on now, Tossy. He got some shit for everything on me. I respect that.
Yeah,
man.
Bro.
But check this out.
Appreciate
check
you,
this
bro.
Out right here.
Hey, man,
struggle.
You
gotta. We gotta be twice as perfect as the past. Yeah. Ishak. Time. Back to great. Why? For my people. Know what I mean? Listen. You stop.
Born on the opposite side of the border. Mexico, where we get them orders. Came out the mud, life of poverty. Humble beginnings, what defines me? It ain't all pretty like you think it is. Beautiful sight, you seem to risk. Foreign cartels, starving kids. You ain't seen that on them trips. Sitting in line to cross back. Land of opportunity, how harsh is that? Thank God mom did what she did. Only 15 years old with an infant. Mob in the desert, crossing the border. Unselfish act, I will always adore her. For all of those that have done the same, tell your moms you love them, cause you feeling me, man. Life's a marathon, not a race. You trials and tribulations, struggles and pain. Keep your head up, remember one thing. Life is short, every moment's a dream.
is short, every moment's a dream. This one goes out to them single mothers. Keep your head up, them kids, they love you. I know it's hard being on your own. You a queen to them kids, your kingdom's your home. You don't need a king for a queen to reign. Busta ain't shit, brought nothing but pain. Make sure little man don't grow up the same. Teach them values, we can break the chains. How can you call yourselves real men? With fatherless children in a whirlwind. Without a father figure, life is hard. Childhood memories with nothing but scars. Mommy, where's my daddy? Why ain't he around? Who's still wine? Why is he always around? Another week later, it's another Joe. Filling up on mommy, taking off her clothes. Life's a marathon, not a race. Through trials and tribulations, struggles and pain. Keep your head up, remember one thing. Life is short, every moment's a dream. Life's a marathon, not a race. Through trials and tribulations, struggles and pain. Keep your head up, remember one thing. Life is short, every moment's a dream. Life indeed is an indefinite struggle, striving to achieve what's impossible. They say if you believe, you can achieve. My mind stays focused on my dreams. Though I see obstacles in front of me, I'm a rider for life, ain't nothing stopping me. With the pedal to the metal, I stay on the grind. It's my first time coming, of course I'ma shine. Service to them raw from beginning to end. Stay true to the game, of course you gon' win. It was foretold, it was written in stone. And God would emerge with a sick-ass flow. Ghetto Messiah, preaching nothing but truth. The streets, my congregation, ain't shit to dispute. With one life to live, what do you got to lose? So follow me on my odyssey as I show you.
Yeah, what's happening, man? It's the MACR, Mr. MAC Mar. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man G. Lou and Westside Wednesday. You know.
Yo, we back at it with the homie E. Shaq, man. Hey, thank you right there. That's one of my favorites right there.
Bro, yeah. a little background about that song. So I was born in Mexico. I was born in San Luis, Rio Colorado, Sonora. It's a little border town that's near Yuma, Arizona. And, yeah, man, my mom brought me over here when it was easier to cross the border. Like, you would find little openings, like, in the cut, and you would sneak in there, and it was easier, you know what I mean? It wasn't like now, and I had to reflect that in that song, bro, and bring and try to share as much as my story as I can when I'm writing these songs, bro.
Right, man. Yeah, that's dope, man. And man, for you even to speak on your story, man, that's like that's why I say I respect it, homie. You know what I mean? But that's one of my favorites right there. The beat is hard. You know, you that shit is dope, man. It's one of my favorites off the album. Again, self-titled E-Sack. It's out right now everywhere. Let's go to another song, homie. What you want to do next, bro?
Let's do.
I want to ask a real quick question.
Go ahead, Queen.
Yeah.
Before we go to another song, I just went and downloaded everything that you got. So, I
damn.
Got all your cuts.
I appreciate you. Thank you, thank you. Making me blush over here. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I did. I got everything. And I was
thank
looking
you,
at
Queen.
Your covers. Your covers on your. You got some pretty dope covers. I like
let's
the one.
Let's talk about that cover.
Sitting. Yeah,
let's
not
talk
just
about
the
that mixtape cover.
I mean every, it's, right, but it's all of your covers. It's not just that mixtape one. It's all of them. All of your covers are dope.
Yeah, for that song. For that song.
Excursion.
Yeah, the excursion. That song. That was actually the resident alien card they gave me and my mom when we came over here. Not when we came over here, but once she got settled and got legalized, that was my green card. And her. That's me and her.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
wow.
And then also this picture with you sitting on a staircase. Where was that taken at?
Oh, that was in Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn.
Wow.
Yeah, I knew that wasn't in California. Cause I was
he was
like,
on the brownstone.
Yeah, you see that red stone, right?
Right. I said that because I've been to New York and I was in Brooklyn. So Brooklyn kind of reminds me of Cali, L.A. area. That's what Brooklyn kind of reminds me of. So I was there for 2 months. But I looked at that and I said, that's not in California right there. That's a dope picture right there.
Yeah, that was near Biggie's home. Yeah.
Okay.
That's dope, homie.
Okay.
Hey, how did it feel?
You know that I got everything.
Thank you so much. Like, it makes me feel blessed and humbled and that I'm heading towards the right direction when people embrace my music, because I poured my heart and soul to this. Like, you know what I mean? Especially when it's on topics like that, bro. Like you said, like sharing more about my story. Like, I got this song that, like I told you earlier, didn't make grown men cry, bro. Like, I haven't released it yet because
right.
I want to do this one right. Because when I was in the studio last week, my engineer was like, bro, this song, bro, like, you need to do this right. Like, you need to have a visual ready when you put this out, because it needs to have a visual behind it. Because if you notice, bro, I have no videos, bro. I haven't. For a while, and I'm going to share my vulnerability, bro. For a while, I had a problem with putting myself in front of a camera. You know what I mean? Like, I was, you know what I mean? It's human. It's human to be that way. I'm like, I'm not going to stay here in front.
Right.
But that was another barrier, another obstacle that I got through, another hurdle. And it's on the cracking whenever I get to do these videos. But for sure, this song that I got coming, bro, it's called, I'm going to share the title with you. It's called Childhood Scars.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's on some deep level, bro. So once you hear that, you're going to be like, damn, he was a lie.
Right. I believe you, homie. I believe you, man. Can't wait for that, bro. And I, like, again, I just respect your honesty, you know, with everything. You know what I mean? That's respectable, bro. So I respect it. I want to ask you, too, how did it feel, like you said, you were in Brooklyn by Biggie Spot? Like, how did it feel even just to go to New York, coming from Long Beach, you know what I mean, and loving hip-hop? And being able to go to the Mecca of hip hop, bro. How did that feel for you?
Man, it was lovely, bro. It was an experience for sure, man. I remember me and my wife, we ended up going out there for my birthday. We stood in Town Square in what's it called? Manhattan, right? The Town Square.
Right.
Downtown.
Times Square.
Yeah, we stood there. Times Square. That's the Town Square. Times Square. We stood there, bro, and we ended up taking the hip hop tour. Shout out to what was his name? Razor, bro. I think that's homeboy's name. Like, he's also an artist that out of New York. He does the hip hop tour, and he took us all over the places, bro. Harlem, the Bronx. The only place we didn't get to go to is what's it called? Queens and Staten Island.
Oh shit! You didn't go to Queens.
I know, bro. Like, I was sad. Like, me and my wife, we went there for it was like 2 days, bro. We didn't get to stay that long, but I plan to go back.
Right.
For real.
That's dope. That sounds dope, though, whoever's doing that, like the hip-hop tour. I would love to do that. That sounds like dope, because he probably went to all the spots, the landmarks, and you know what I mean? That's something dope.
Segway Ave were, the birthplace of hip-hop.
Yeah, Cool Herc spot.
For sure, bro.
Yeah, that's dope right there. That's dope. So let's get back to the music, man. What we got next?
Sure, let's go. What do we play right now? We played Excursion. Let's play. Should we hit him with something deep again? Let's get into Bible real quick.
Bible. Okay, yeah, let's do that one. Right here, the homie Esac. Next single right here is called Bible, self-titled Bible. You want to give them a quick, because you got it, like, I know it's an acronym, it means something, because you got it, like, each, what do they call that? The dot after the letter.
Yeah.
So you want to break that down?
Yeah, it's an acronym. Yeah, it's an acronym.
I don't want to say the wrong word. That's it.
I got this from Jizza. Because he had a song on Liquid Swords called Bible, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth.
Mm.
That's where I got the idea. I got the hook, obviously, from that song as well. And then it was just my take on what I feel as far as The Afterlife and you know, I mean, how we were talking about earlier, how this life right here is a progression, is a evolutionary step to where we
right
where we gonna go, bro. And like that song, it was hard to record because at the time, like, I had lost my father, and I think that was more something that I reflected more because of that situation. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Wow. Okay, let's get into it, homie, right here. Bible, Esac.
Yep.
I have often puzzled and puzzled about what it must be like to go to sleep and never wake up.
Esac music.
To be simply not there forever and ever.
Late night, find me thinking. Blowing blunts, round ale sipping. Bugging on death, must be tripping. Really am I, life is ticking. Live to die, tattooed on arm. Body finite, soul's gone. Exodus, flesh and bone. Where we go, nobody know. Reincarnation, life preparation. Righteous men, high expectations. Path taken, no hesitation. Outcome a mystery, our destination. Not religious, no fear of God. Wait, hold up, what if I was wrong? Too late now, time to get ghosts. Journey for souls onto the cosmos.
You wanna fly?
Make instructions before leaving Earth. Life is a test, make you question the universe.
I wanna fly, ready to die.
Make instructions before leaving Earth. Life is a test, make you question the universe.
May wanna touch the sky.
Back to Orion, birth of our essence. Universe, galaxies, solar systems. Ride a passage, slight transition. Spiritual beings on a stellar mission. Heavens quoted, biblical scriptures. Day of birth, start the intermission. Paradise awaits, another existence. Mortal flesh, mental prison. Life for ransom, for those that have none. Self-sacrifice, prepare for the outcome. Prophecy fulfilled, death of a godson. God bless moms, wound that I spawned from. Tears of joy, realm of madness. Loved ones, in a state of sadness. No need mourn, death was promised. Life lived, nothing for granted.
Wanna fly.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth. Life is a test, make you question the universe. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. Life is a test, make you question the universe.
May wanna touch the sky.
There was never any end to that interval. If the waking up didn't happen, that's such a curious thought. And yet, you know, I believe that thou, although that's rather gloomy kind of consideration, I found that's one of the most creative thoughts I ever thought in my life. And I keep going back to it.
Does it again,
man?
You know so what that, I heard in there?
Yes,
I heard a little Michael Frank, The Woman Wants to Know. Are you familiar with him? Because I
no.
heard a little bit of that beat. Yeah, I heard a little bit of that sound in there. You should.
I'm gonna go ahead and look that up.
By Michael Frank.
Okay.
Because yeah, I heard a little bit of that in this song.
Yeah, message me that,
okay,
please, so I can look into that. Yeah, yeah. But just to share a little bit behind that music, that first part, that man that's talking, that's Alan Watts, the renowned Buddhist. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like I was listening to one of his lectures, and what he was saying like really gravitated towards me during the time when I was writing that song, and I was like, man, that'll be dope to put that on there. So I just
right.
went ahead and did that.
That's dope. That's dope. That's a dope song, bro. Another.
Appreciate
another
it. Oh,
one.
And Homeboy on the Hook. Yeah, Homeboy on the Hook. Shout out to David Rolas, man. He's a he's an artist. He also sits on the Latin Grammy committee. I was blessed to have him jump on that song, bro, because he added so much texture to that song. Because before it was just me saying basic instructions before leaving Earth. Like, because there's another version of that that I did before. So when I went to the studio to get that mix and mastered and all that, he just happened to walk in because he had a session after me, man. And he was sitting there just vibing off the song. And then he told my engineer, Choco, man, shout out to him, Firehouse Studios. And he was like, bro, we're going to bless him right now. And he just jumped in the booth, dog, and just laid that shit down. And I was like, man, that shit, it was a blessing, man. Shout out to him because he made that song what it
That's
is,
dope.
Bro. Like, yeah, my words are cool, but just that hook, he just brought it all together, you know?
Right, right, right. Yeah, I agree. Dope, dope, dope. Shout out to the homie. Let's go to another one. One of my favorites, another one of my favorites right here, 24/7. Tell us about this one, bro.
Man, that's that smoker's anthem, bro. Shit, you know I got to do one for my stoners, bro. You know what I mean? Shit, you know you got to puff that T-5. You know, it keeps me solid, bro. Like, if not, what was that line that Park said? If it wasn't for the weed, I'd probably blow my head off. Like, man.
Right, right.
You feel me? Like,
that's right. Hey, banger right here. This is one of my favorites. One of my favorites right here. 24/7 ESAC. Let's go.
24/7 games. You gotta say hi, just to get by. Put one in the air, exhale to the sky. Blow the stress away, love you Mary Jane. You my main thing, beat it out the frame. All the time, on my mind, got you on the brain. This life of mine, hard out here, know you feel the same. Smoke to maintain, smoke to hear the pain. So if you love the homie, puffin' paper plane. Steady smoking on that, la 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 la. Burning up nothing but fire. Steady smoking on that la 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 la. Burning up nothing but fire. Only the finest when I inhale weed. Shout out OG Palace, supplying what you need. Sacrament for me, King Palm be the leaf. Con los ojos rojos, how you find me?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, we smoke. We toke. We smoke. We toke.
I don't know, but I've been told. Never slow down, never grow old. Been a stoner for too damn long. Quitting not an option for me no more. I'm a high guy, lay back, glared eye, dry eye, red eye, cotton mouth dry. Find me in flight, bout to ignite. Celebrate ride, smoking all night. Lo que fuman, vale verga. Puras fallas, que vergüenza. Yo quemando, de la buena. Marihuano, pa' que sepan, siempre al 100, pilas puestas, relajado, no me estresan, siempre al 100, pilas puestas, relajado, no me estresan.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, we smoke.
Being Mexican American is tough. Anglos jump all over you if you don't speak English perfectly. Mexicans jump all over you if you don't speak Spanish perfectly.
We're back with ESAC.
Yeah.
Jiggle Queen Jean. 24/7.
24/7, man. That hook
banger.
Is that hook is what's that one song that funk song? How'd it go? Because that's where the idea sparked from. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Oh, Saturday love. Right, right.
Yeah,
forever.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what inspired that.
That's dope. That's dope. 24/7. Shout out people, who you work with? Because I know you said you do it. Who do you work? Who do you work with? You have a special producer or people you work with? You want to show love to?
Shoot, man. Like I could name off the top who the producers were on that project. It was PK Beats, B Young, your friend Rando. Who else? Who else was it? I think that was it. Day Forth, shout out to him. But yeah, man, like right now I don't have a set producer that I'm fucking with. I'm actually starting to mess around with the beats, man. Like one of my homies, he blessed me with an MPC, bro, and I've been trying to, you know, just get in there, and like I think I got some cool little vibes coming off, and I like it. I love it. I love it, bro, because it keeps me sparked. Like, it keeps the creativity flowing through me, dog. If I'm stagnant and just idle hands, bro, get the man in trouble.
But you said it right there, the creativity, like, it's never, I think it's great when you just love music, like me, you know what I mean? I love music and still write and still make record, all that, right? But I do it all, like, there's no limit to what I want to do and learn, you know what I mean, with the music, whether it be, like you said, producing or learning to engineer where you could do all your own shit, you know what I mean, the production, media, like the business of it, you know, everything, is there's no limit to what you can, you know, expound on and advance your skills with this music because that's what you love, you feel me?
Yeah, no doubt, bro, because I've done the whole mixing and the mixing aspect, I think I got it down, but the whole mastering part and all of that and getting it to that plateau,
yeah,
you know what I mean? So when I got introduced to my brother Choco, man, like it was a blessing, bro. Just the energy that he brings to my vision is I can't go nowhere else. I got to continue going with him. I mean, I'm always open to work with other people, you know, as long as we're on the same vibe and you know what I mean, like. Because I feel like when you're working on something like that, you're building a partnership, and both vibes resonate, and it's a beautiful thing, bro.
Right, right. Factual. Well, let's keep it moving with some more music from the album, homie. What you want to do next, bro?
Shit. Now we're gonna get a little, because I'm thinking which other songs were positive on there. We got more. That's now like street bangers now.
Man, let's do Goonies, bro.
Let's do Goonies.
Okay, Goonies.
Yeah, I got two versions of Goonies. There's one.
Yeah, you got the remix. Yeah, I see. Yeah.
The remix.
But
is,
tell us about Goonies with the title. Like, what's behind this whole Goonies thing? You know, it's funny because I was just watching, remember the old movie? I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
The Goonies classic. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
but I know Goonies
is
a lot of things, though. So, yeah, okay,
yeah,
for sure.
Nah,
you know about Goonies.
Yeah, that was my sin. Nah, it just, Goonies, at first it was going to be called Me and My Goons, but then, like, then I was like, that's too long of a title, so it was like, oh, we just call it Goonies, and it's basically the street life, bro. Like, I just borrowed from when I was in, you know what I mean, on the block, doing what we had to do on the block, and that's basically what that song's about, bro. Like, you know, just my interpretation, my report of fucking block activities and shit. You feel
right,
me?
Right. Okay, for sure. So we're going to do Goonies, the original, right here. The homie E-Sack. Check it out.
Hey. E-Sack. I'm in action with a wobble, click and clack my semi-auto. Stash box in the throttle, cause I'm tryna feed a model. Bout that cotton, bout that nacho, hoes address me as they waffle. Hit the streets, it gets gacho, it's the thick, call me Pancho. See ya, making my money en la esquina. Mira, got that plug like when I la maspina. Rock that bitch, pa' que rinda. Fiends on my block, walking dead, should've seen them. Always bout my hustle, you know I gotta eat. Excuses for the weak, ain't no handles for a G's. Rules to the shit, raised by them streets. 24/7, money train, never sleep. Count up that love, count up that love. Looking for the dollar, homie, stay on for sure. Count up that love, count up that love. Por la plaza yo respondo, homie, me and my goons. Count up that love, count up that love.
Sucker for the dollar, homie, stay up for some. Count up that love, count up that low. Por la plata yo respondo, homie, me and my gold. Came up out the element, homie, that was heaven sent. Shout out to my mama for them prayers that she always said. Crazy little knucklehead, y'all couldn't tell me shit. Running them streets again, money on my mind again. Pushing that product, what you want, I got it. Big homie, the plug, so you know supply is solid. Coca marijuana, hongos se los tragas. Chiva pa' la carga, de eso no se habla. Trabajo derecho, meneando lo chueco. Mi vieja pildorina, la suegra cocaína. Viejo tan imagen, la bolsa de traje. No hallaron era, ni polvo para el pase. Count up that love, count up that love. Loco for the dollar, homie, stay out for some. Count up that love, count up that love. Por la plata yo respondo, homie, me and my goons. Count up that love, count up that love. Loco for the dollar, homie, stay out for some. Count up that love, count up that low. Por la plata yo respondo, homie, me and my gun.
Motherfucking really good, man. I'm saying, man, that you really, really good. Well, exact music, bumping that 24/7. This is boom, boom, bang, bang, right here, high up the power with DJ Devious. We gon' get in the mix. Y'all bumping that exact shit, motherfucker, 24/7, getting high.
Boom, boom, bang, bang. That's actually a character from the High Up the Towers podcast.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, boom, boom.
Speaking of podcasts,
yeah, boom, boom, bang, bang.
Hey, speaking of podcasts, I've seen you on a few podcasts, too. You want to shout out some of those you've been on, some people I know, you know what I mean? But where they could go check out what you've been doing.
Yeah, man, shout out to Cafe Soul, man. That was the last podcast I've been on before yours. Shout out to ODM and Money Moon.
That's my boy.
You know what I mean? You know, that was a good look for me right there. Shout out to Profile Pod, man. Homeboy was dope as fuck, too. Shoot, where else have I been on? Fucking High at the Towers with Kiki and Freddie and the main event and Jazzo. You know, shout out to them. And, man, I'm just trying to keep moving, man. Like I feel these podcasts, and shout out to you, bro, because the platform that you provide for up-and-coming artist is necessary, bro, because this is how you get like a look and a little peek at who the artist really is, bro, when you sit down and you chop it up with them. So thank you so much, bro. I appreciate you, like, you know what I mean, giving me this opportunity.
Thank you, homie, as well. It's an honor, bro. I love to hear great stories and up and come, or just whatever you want to call it, people with great drive and love this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you love what you do. And I respect everything you're doing, your honesty, your humbleness, you know, everything, your love for the game and the work you put in. Like, you've really been putting in the work, you know what I mean? So it's an honor, bro.
Shit, it's a long time coming, bro. You feel me?
Right. Let's keep it moving with some more music, bro. What you want to do next?
Shit, fuck. We're almost getting through the whole thing, bro. Shit, I got a song that we haven't played. It's called El Mero Mero. That was a cool little vibe on that one.
Let's do that right there.
Let's do that right there.
No, a mí no me interesa su negocio. Yo aquí ando construyendo un imperio.
Pull out the mails, your boy's back. ESAC, Messiah of rap. Gospel, establish that. Modern day match, I fuck with that. True deity, y'all bow to me. Fall to your knees, I run a beat. Purple kush, y'all wouldn't believe. Twisting trees and sweats the sweet. Grass man, I smoke the spliff. Hallucinating, I'm for shroom shit. 8 and 8, push the whip. Roll like a wave, cowbunga, bitch. Who the dopest out the west coast? My turn, competition a joke. Lyrics pure, Colombian coke. Yo soy el chivo, he's set to go.
El mero mero es más chingón. Nacido en México. El mero mero es más chingón. One phone call, I got it on. El mero mero es más One phone call, I got it, home.
Ask the ancients if I spit flames. Ando viajando por astral plane. Espíritu Santo, fantasma hacha. Multiple dimensions, right up on ya. Y'all fugazis, me vale madre. Real spit, y'all shit retarded. Barrel smoke, y'all moving targets. Janitor shit, taking out the garbage. Whack rappers, fuck y'all shit. This game star, hold a full clip. Tall tales, what y'all spit. Lies made up, ain't nothing legit. Been a minute since I've been on the mic. Been a minute since I let it ignite. Been a minute since I let it be known. Still mero mero, el más chingón.
El mero mero, el más chingón. Nacido en México. El mero mero, el más chingón. One phone call, I got it, home. El mero mero, el más chingón. Nacido en México. El mero mero, el más chingón. One phone call, I got it, home.
High at the Towers Mixtape Series Volume 1, hosted by your favorite Mexican DJ DBS on the world records. Ricos Impecables, Rich and Ruthless. You know I gotta get down to that dirty remix. Where my coons at? Where all my coonies? Put your ski mask on. Let's go! I'll do the talking.
Yeah.
Isaac Goon.
Bah.
What up, Isaac? What up, where's that? What y'all talking about?
Y'all ready?
Choco,
pick me up.
I'm a G-double-O-E, stretching like a Pendleton. Sicarios in mi barrio, shooting rayos, then we thunder. And two chains get them double. Squadra with the rubber clip, chopping through your whole clica. Call my cuerno little clip. Todos tienen vicio, que los chicos se hacen ricos, yeah. Se dejan en el piso por tu río, switch that peso, yeah. Mochila con ladrillos, that's that money, sex murder. When we pass a montaña, cortando caña with the burner. No cat, T-cat, les tiro mi gallo de puerta. No cat, T-cat. Hey, let's do with the culture fair. No cat, key cat. A los puntos no se le hace corrido. No cat, key cat. Blah, blah, enemigo.
Count up that love, count up that love. Local for the dollar, homie, stay on for sure. Count up that love, count up that love. Por la plata yo respondo, homie, me and my goons. Count up that love, count up that love. Local for the dollar, homie, stay on for sure. Count up that love, count up that low. Por la plata yo respondo, homie, me and my gun. It's the heist, don't be a hero. Good fellow, Bob De Niro, with the shits. Ando listo, barredora, desde Eagle. Ojos rojos, sipping vino, marihuana. Ando grifo, bagging grams, del polito. Morcajete, torcino. Desde mococito en la calle, learning how to eat. Selling dulcecitos, now it's acid and ecstasy. Nana had it cracking on the block, off of Orchid Street. Run you work, si no paga, pobrecito, cock and squeeze. Focus on the grind, I'm focused on the dynasty. Hit them like a line, sour faces, now they mad at me. Suckers play themselves, shine the light on them gradually. Money through these rhymes, spitting after me is blasphemy. Count up that love, count up that love. Looking for the dollar, homie, stay on for sure. Count up that love, count up that love. Por la plata yo respondo, homie, me and my goons. Count up that love, count up that love. Local for the dollar, homie, stay out for sure. Count up that love, count up that low. Por la plata yo respondo, homie, me and my guns.
Mira, quiere etiquetarme patán. Aquí por la lana sería verdad. Todo lo que ponga la mente es capaz. El esfuerzo y el sacrificio que das. Las gracias al Señor que lo se dan. Por otro día, por poder respirar. Encima la tierra, poder caminar, brillar como el sol, sería titán. Frente de estos comediantes, tintan, se atropeza tratando aquí de alcanzarme. Pareces tontos, eso a mí no me nace. Con esta vengo yo tocando tercer base.
Count up that love, count up that love. Local for the dollar, homie, stay on for sure. Count up that love, count up that low. Por la plata yo respondo, homie, me and my goons. Count up that low, count up that low. Looking for the dollar, homie, stay out for sure. Count up that low, count up that low. Por la plata yo respondo, homie, me and my goons.
That's right, High at the Towers Mixtape Series Volume 1, hosted by DJ DDS. I want to thank everybody, I'm talking about everybody, Jay Huerta, David Rolas,
Junko Beats, Firehouse Studios, Rich and Ruthless Studios, Eazy-E, rest in peace. Get ready for volume 2. My name is DJ DBS. Shout out to my brother ESAC, 90805, Long Beach. Rest in peace to Nate Dogg. We're going to do it like this. See you at volume 2.
DJ DBS.
Yo, we back at it. Goonies remix.
Yeah.
ESAC.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man. Shout out everyone again on that song with you, man.
Yeah, hell yeah. Kiki Smooth, Jay Huerta, myself. You know what I mean? It was a dope remix, man.
Yeah, that's hard. That's hard.
That song started.
You need a video for that.
Yeah, no doubt, bro. Bro, me and Kiki talked about that. That song started, it was gonna be me and Kiki, and he was like, and then when I started writing it more, he's like, nah, bro, you gotta rock that shit by yourself. So that's why there's the first Goonies and then the Goonie remix.
Right,
now,
right.
Shout out your friend Rando. He's the one that got on that beat. And then El Mero Mero, man. Shout out Young Pear, man. He was the one that did that beat for that one. And then I just remembered another producer that was involved in the project was some cat named P-Soul. He's the one that produced the beat for, what's it called? That one song I got, Flowmaster. I forgot about all that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we're going to bang that too. I got that queued up. Shout out to him. I want to ask you too, are there any artists or is anyone that you want to work with or you see yourself working with in the future? Any projects coming up?
I like to work with anybody that's dope, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like I said before, if we vibing and we resonating, then, you know, we're going to create something beautiful, man. But, you know, like, shit, it'll be dope to sit down with Nas, you know what I mean?
I want to ask you, but look, there you go. I'm trying to ask you who you want to collaborate. Somebody like, he jumped all the way to the top. He said Nas. I know that's right, Obi.
For real, man, because I feel like we can get on that level, bro. I feel like we can get on that deep level, you know what I mean? Like, I got something to talk about. He's an intelligent man, bro. You know what I mean?
Right. You ain't even skipped the line. You skipped the line. You said, shit, I'm going over here.
Nah.
I respect it, though.
For real.
Hey, let's keep it moving, man. Speaking of the song, Flowmaster, let's go to that right there, man.
Yeah, let's go, Flowmaster.
That's another one of my favorites. I like that shit too, bro.
Yeah, that Tombstone sample, bro. That's did it.
Yeah,
for real.
That shit.
Shit, man. Yeah, man.
Here we go.
Yo, they didn't even have that gun to play for blood!
I'm your
hugger,
man.
Just my game.
All right, Lunger. You go to hell.
I'll punch you out of here,
man. Play wham. Return of the old god. OT Genesis, how sees why. That move Glock, watch how bloods pop. Southside, Azul, watch that low high. Got a couple hoes, counting your wife. Hang in the streets, bunch of low lives. Hit once bad, I'ma hit twice. Spit game sharp, you a dull knife. That's enough about my whole life. Peace to the new wife, got better sex life. Way ahead of my time, playing on my next life. Effortless flow, I burn stripes. Critics confused cause I spit like a veteran. Hold up, Genesis, who the fuck let him in? Lyrics like orientation. So you be more familiar with the homie you facing.
And you, music lover, you're next.
Drunk piano player. You're so drunk you can't hit nothing. In fact, you're probably seeing double.
I have two guns. One for each of them.
Action as one with the seasons. Humble man, don't give me a reason. Hard for a rumble, but easy to squeeze them. Catch your fate, squash out of beefing.
What's up?
Lord forgive them, they know not why. Stick to the code, don't act like punks. bitch ass slumped. Chrome Bob De Niro, got the desert ego. Be cool, honey bunny, ain't no time for heroes. Game full of zeros, pill popping weirdos, trancando melos niños. Chicano rap, I rebuke the box you put me in. This, that, boom, bap, brought by a Mexican. Wetback, method man, Wu-Tang's Mexican. Straight out of Long Beach, sipping on that juice and gin.
High at the towers, mixtape series, volume one. Hosted by DJ DVS on the world records. Rest in peace to all our fallen soldiers. Rest in peace to Eazy-E, Tupac, Nipsey Hussle, Badass, Nate Dogg, and all our real fallen soldiers. We still pray for you.
Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga tu reino, hágase su voluntad, aquí en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día y perdona nuestras ofensas como nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden.
Boy, but check this out right here. Hustlers.
Y'all, my homie would've been dirty today, but I blame the fucking streets because they took them away. Now I'm riding with my real ones, avoiding the case. Some of y'all talking loud but never say it to my face. It's the collective on minds, moving at my own pace. Breeze told me about the music and never stops to rest my case. Ayo, we sat, I knew them bitch asses from way back. When it's me strapped to max, I knew I wouldn't play that. All y'all old labels trying to advance, it's OBM now, speaking like a motherfucking man. My team go hard, when we get up in that jam, say my name, shit, we quick to throw the motherfucking hands. Y'all talking about the bags, I talking about the bands. Y'all been hating now, your baby mama says she been a fan. I'm a real stout drinker, a real loud thinker, blowing on that sticky inky instrumentals through my speaker now. Listen to it, my Jesus living through it. So grab the Hennessy and never take the slicker through me. Staring at the time on a different frame of mind, looking at the bigger picture, trying to get up on my grind. Right, listen to it, my Jesus living through it. So grab the Hennessy and never take the slicker through me. Staring at the time on a different frame of mind, looking at the bigger picture, trying to get up on my grind. Eastside's the great, Eastside no faith. Eastside stay hungry, so he's scraping the plate. I just wanna get paid, I just want to lay with a big booty beauty while I'm getting some head. No sense to working hard if I ain't got time to play. Hustle big consistent, celebrating the day. Pour out some Hennessy, let's smoke some Bombay. Food will beat your party cause we all getting paid. My circle, my loop, don't fuck with lame fools. With their hands out, begging for loot. This ghost a host too, ain't drinking on you. My queen get them bands, boo. I grind with the goonies, serving cabbie with the coolie. Got homies doing time, real life, this ain't a movie. All money ain't good money, learn a lesson as a newbie. Stay patient and consistent, homie. Why you listen to it, my Jesus living through it. So grab the Hennessy and never take the slicker through me. Staring at the time on a different frame of mind, looking at the bigger picture, trying to get up on my grind. Why you listen to it, my Jesus living through it. So grab the Hennessy and never take the slicker through me. Staring at the time on a different frame of mind, looking at the bigger picture, trying to get up on my grind.
Win, lose, or draw. As long as you squabble and get out, that's gangster. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah?
No. Listen to me. Oh, yeah. This whole fucking thing is like changing as a god. Back in the day, all these neighborhoods used to be black, and where are they now?
I wanna welcome everybody to High at the Top of Mixtape Series, Volume 1. I'm your host, DJ DDS, on the world record, rich and ruthless, Rico de Pacable. Big shout out to the family, Eazy-E, rest in peace. What up, big head, Little E. We're gonna roll down the lobby boulevard. Let me introduce you to my brother, Eastside. Born on
bass head, no Coke and Pepsi.
Nah,
it's strictly for the grown and sexy. So if you with me, then go on and bless me with some positive vibes. Like home, I'm from SC,
South Central
war zone, and we don't care what a Satan thinks. In the car, dance floor, or the skating rink, we tapping paper ink. Pull up, that's late. We got that West Coast puff, make your breath stink. Hit that left blink, turn and signal. Cali life on the brink, you got to learn to win. Without trying to be flashy or sassy, you got to know how to keep shit jazzy and classy.
So fly.
Fresh dress, can't mess with that nasty. I wanna see you looking your best. And yes, lastly, the one and only mandate.
Yeah.
I tell you damn straight,
what?
No black man hate, only demonstrate. Cali dudes trying to build men's trust, the opposite of negative, not competitive. And if a nigga wanna pop shit, let him live. See, that's the cure for the wreck, though. Keeping shit mature and respectful. Always break cheerful and fearing only him above. Just chill, and that's what real women love.
Grown shit, grown shit.
When you got your own shit, then it don't stop and it don't quit. She just might be the one you go home with. And that's what made a young nigga wise.
Yeah.
So many gang belts, anything else is uncivilized. From the side called Dub and East, I ride black pride, health, wealth, love, and peace and release.
I want to give a shout out to the G-Lo Show. It's going down. Southside Jamaica, Queens, all the way out to the goddamn West Coast. Get it, baby. Let's do it.
Hey, this is Queen Jean. What it do? It's that time for a fabulous Westside Wednesday vibe. On the G-Lo Show. Sit back and enjoy the view where they're doing it at.
All right, we back on Westside Wednesday Radio Show with the homie E-Shack. You heard the album. Shit is fire. Shit is fire, E-Shack.
Yeah, appreciate that, bro. Yeah. Man. Back to that question, though, about working with somebody, real talk, dads are corrupt, too, bro. And that can happen.
Okay.
Shit, shout out to Big A. Let's make that happen, bro.
Yes, sir. There you go. Make that happen. Shout out to Big A.
Man.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that would be dope. That would be dope. So,
Long Beach,
Shaq.
Yeah.
Yeah, Long Beach. Shout out to Long Beach. So, Shaq, what you got coming up? Like, what can we expect? What can the people look forward to?
Man, I got these two singles I'll be dropping soon. I got this one single dropping November 2nd, which is Dia de los Muertos. It's that's coming. And then I got that one song that I mentioned to you. It's called Childhood Scars. That one I still don't know when. I think as soon as I get the visual to it, I wanna drop that. So that's really on me to push forward on that. And I'm starting to build the storyline in my head. And I gotta push that, bro, because you know what I mean, it comes like you gotta have the visual, the like someone told me you gotta have like 8 pieces of content to promote one thing, bro. So
right.
You know, I'm trying to work with that and keep that in my mind as far as when I release something fully, because like nowadays like people want to see something, bro, like they, cause
yeah,
the attention span of folks now is so It's so short.
It's
got to be something.
Yeah, the video is really taken to another level. You know what I mean? The visuals are just something they could attach to. So, yeah, I think that's important, man. And, that would be dope. And you need visuals because you got some dope songs, man, that need visuals as well. And I'm sure you could bring some, you know, some dope fucking cinematography to
yeah, bro.
You know,
shout out to any videographers out there, man. Shit, you got some ideas, man. Get at me. Like, I'm really easy to reach. You know what I mean? Get at me. Let's chop it up. I'm always open to anybody's ideas, bro. You feel me?
Right. Oh, too. Let them know all your handles and shit. Like, let them know all your how they can get at you, all the music, you know, everything they can tap into.
The music is all on digital platforms, you know what I mean? Everybody knows the spiel, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Tidal, you know, all the top tier distributor, digital platforms and stuff, Instagram, EFAC Music, I'm on Facebook, pretty much. I'm on TikTok. I don't know if the handle's off top, bro, but, you know, you just put me in, E-SAC. You know what I mean? I'm on YouTube. And yeah, man, like, I appreciate everyone's support, man. People that have been fucking with me, man. Like, it really keeps me motivated, keeps me going, and to keep producing dope shit, man. Heartfelt shit. You know what I mean? I don't mind sharing my story and sharing the man I am. If it's relevant to y'all and it resonates, then shit, I did my duty, bro. You know what I mean?
Right. I agree, bro. I agree. Couldn't have said it better. ESAC. Hey, Queen Jean, you got any anything else for ESAC you want to ask or speak on?
No, I just want to say to ESAC, blessings to your prosperity. I see you going far with this music that you're doing. I see that in your future. You have a dope sound and your vibe is dope. Your honesty and your humbleness is going to take you a very long way in this industry. So just stay solid as you are and watch God do the work.
Thank you, Queen. I appreciate those words. You blessed me with that. Thank you.
Very well.
Yep. Shout out to homie ESAC once again, y'all. Go follow him. Go tap in with the homie.
Okay.
He's there. Oh, go ahead, Queen.
I'm sorry for interrupting you, G Lou. But yeah, ESAC, you got to check out G Lou as well. You have to go and check out G Lou's music. G Lou has over 20 something albums out there. So just type him in and check his sound out. He's a dope artist as well. Maybe you two can get together and collaborate.
Yeah, for sure. Because you're a producer too, right, bro?
I do more. I rap though, homie. You know what I mean? I do a little producing, but I do more artistry. I got producers though.
Yeah.
I got dope producers
too,
I can link you with too. I got homies,
bro,
on deck.
Let's get on something, bro. I'm always open to work, bro. Like I said, man, it'll be an honor, man, to work with you, bro. Let's do it. Like let's continue this relationship past the radio show, past the podcast. You know what I mean?
Right. For sure. We'll make it happen, bro. Respect.
Yeah,
respect.
Yeah, man. I like to link
Shout
up with like-minded individuals. You know what I mean? Like create something positive.
Right. Right. Agreed. Well, yeah, once again, much love, man. Thank you for joining us, homie. You know, I'll see you again on Friday. Also, people, check it out. The homie, we're going to have ESAC on Friday night after hours. So make sure you check him out. You'll be able to see him, you know what I mean, in person. So shout out to homie ESAC. Thank you, homie. We'll see you in a couple days, bro. Blessings.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Yeah, blessings, man. Appreciate both of y'all. I want to send a shout out to my wife. Love you, Habibi. Free Palestine. For real.
That's right. That's right, ESAC, y'all. We'll be back to wrap it up in a minute.
Crack is on the low. How I live the rap life. Making money, smoking mics like crack is on the low. How I live the rap life. Making money, smoking mics like crack.
This is the original
Los Angeles beats better. Tweak that like baby. And you tune in to the G-Lucian. West Side Wednesday. OG Sunday. We rolling the pip line. Sweet cat like baby. Baby. Yeah. Make sure to tune in. Every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Put some pimpin' in your life. Yeah, yeah.
Niggas wanna know how I live the Mac life. Making money, smoking mics like crackers. Wanna know how I live the Mac life. Making money, smoking mics like crackers. Wanna know how I live the Mac life.
What up? What it do?
Music Corner.
I'd like to welcome everybody out tonight. Welcome all the new Marathon members to the experience of a lifetime. I need y'all hands up though. Yeah. Look, no, I don't want your love. That's not why I make music. I owe myself, I told myself back then that I would do this. And I always look so out of reach and just seem so confusing. Then I found my place in life, a young black man that seems so useless. And I don't want no help, just let me suffer through this. The world would not know Jesus Christ if there was never Judas. This knife that's in my back will be the truth that introduced us. And the distance in between us is the proof of my conclusion. So life is what you make it, I hope you make a movement. Hope your opportunity survives the opportunist. Hey, hoping that you walk across the sands, you see my shoe print, and you follow till it change your life, cause it's all evolution. And I hope you find your passion, cause I found mine in this music. But I hope it's not material, cause that's all an illusion. And they all in collusion. This racist institution's double standard, acting like they not the reason why we ruthless. But
tonight is my night. This is my moment.
Started, and look at where I'm standing. Y'all can say it's luck, but I know that it's planning. Shout out to the pain that gave me understanding. Shout out to my gang turned me to a savage. So they can say what they want to, but I go through what you haven't. And it's not ego driven, it's not me boasting and bragging. This road I chose to go down, hard to slow down when in traffic. In order for me to grow, I had to let go of some habits. And it's easy to say I'm on now, cause you see it and it happened. But before it ever did, had to believe and get it cracking. So I'm gonna take you back then, 32 shots in my Mac-10. With a dream minus the means, my early teens was fucking tragic. And deep inside my mind is buried crimes you can't imagine. That I wrestle with at night, demons I fight, I can't get past it. So no matter how straight your cash get, it don't matter if you plastic. We was looking for the lights and all we stumbled across was flashes. But
tonight is my night. This is my moment. It's the end of the night, but I gotta own it. It's a victory. Than Vegas life, feeling like I can lose. Any other day I do, feels like I'm dreaming y'all. It feels like I'm 8 feet tall.
Tonight is my night for sure, for sure.
So if it's meant, then it's gonna be. People love it cause they know that this the real me. Cops hate it, so they hope my homies kill me. But I ain't want the fame, I just wanted y'all to feel me. It's my time, so I'm going in. We ball till we fall, fuck how the story ends. I see these niggas hating, I know you hoes plotting. I ain't worried about it, cause I know God got me. Say, I know God got me. Yeah, I know God got me. Yeah, I know God got me. See, I ain't worried about it. I know God got. Once in a lifetime shit, you know. Song dedicated to everybody out there with a motherfucking dream.
fuck what they say, do your shit. Marathon, nigga. This shit ain't gonna stop till I say it's gonna stop. It ain't gonna stop till you say it's gonna stop. And it ain't gonna be unless you make it. It's your time, get up off your ass. 10 toes down out here.
No.
I swear to God, I shed tears in this motherfucking booth, nigga. For my niggas that's
gone.
My niggas that can't be here with me. For the ones that is. Shout out my beautiful little girl, Imani. Shout out my big bro, Black Sin. Shout out my nigga, Fats. Shout out my bro, Adam. Shout out my nigga, Biggs. You know what this is. It's the motherfucking marathon.
Corner time.
This shit ain't gonna stop, man.
100.
Yes, sir. The G-Loop Show, Westside Wednesdays radio show. We're about to wrap it up here. Once again, thank you to our special guest, the homie Isaac, came and blessed the show. Thank you again, brother, for tapping in with us, man. Much love and respect and success to you, bro.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for the opportunity. Like I said, once again, man, like the platform you provide, man, it's a blessing, bro.
Thank you, man. Don't forget to go follow the homie, tap in, stream, support him. You know what I mean? And look out for what he has to come. Great things. I'm going to turn it over to Queen. I know you got a toothache, Queen, but if you could bless us with some great strengthening words to get people through the rest of the week, please, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, first of all, go check out that Nipsey Hussle documentary on Hulu. That's a real, they did a really good documentary there. Go check that out and rest in peace to Nipsey. And this is to take for the rest of the week. Put God in the driver's seat of your life, because anything under his will never be out of control. So that's just something to take along with
there it is.
The rest of this week. Yeah, stay prayed up, stay blessed, peace and love to everyone. And again, Isaac, blessings to your prosperity and to you and your family. Ashe.
There it is. Thank you, peace and love, y'all. We out of here. Till Friday. We'll see you guys on Friday again. Flashback Fridays. Much love and respect from the G-Loop Show, Isaac special guest. If you missed anything, go back and check the replay. It's in the Blog Talk Radio archives. And also check out Isaac this Friday on our YouTube channel, The After Hours. Much love, respect. We out of here. Peace.
Peace.